President Biden has ratcheted back expectations tonight for any substantive action on climate change in an economic package. In a statement, he says congressional Democrats should accept a slimmed-down bill cutting drug prices and extending health insurance subsidies. That's after Democratic Senator Joe Manchin effectively blocked a larger bill that included major climate provisions. Manchin said he'd support only the drug and health care sections. We'll take a closer look after the news summary. Democrats in the House of Representatives approved two bills today to restore abortion rights nationwide, but they're expected to stall in the Senate. One bill expands on protections provided by Roe v. Wade before the Supreme Court overturned it. The second bill protects the right to travel across state lines for abortion services. Support for the measures fell almost entirely along party lines.
As a mother and grandmother, I can tell you that preborn babies are unquestionably human lives. And they are lives worth defending.
Right now, American women have less freedom than their mothers. By passing this legislation, the Democratic House is standing on the side of freedom for women and for every American.
Neither bill has much chance in the Senate, where Republicans have the votes to block the measures. The presidential mission to the Middle East has moved on to Saudi Arabia after meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. President Biden arrived in Jeddah today and met with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who greeted him with a fist bump. The president had sharply criticized the prince over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist based in the U.S. We'll get a detailed report on the day's developments later in the program. In Iraq, thousands of Shiites descended on a Baghdad suburb today for mass prayers in a show of protest against a political stalemate in Iraq. Worshippers from across the country answered the call of Muqtada al-Sadr, the influential Shiite clerics faction, won last October's elections, but resigned after failing to form a government. Residents of the city of Vinnytsia in central Ukraine spent this day grieving for 23 people killed in a Russian missile strike. Dozens more were wounded in Thursday's attack. Today, police took DNA samples from the rubble to identify victims. Survivors struggled to understand why they were targeted, including a woman whose 4-year-old niece was killed.
I don't understand why there was such hatred towards us. We didn't do anything to anyone. We never attacked. We lived peacefully and worked. We Ukrainians are hardworking people. We love to work. We never threatened anyone. Why so? Why did Russia do this to us? I simply cannot explain it.
The attack on Vinnytsia was the latest in a series of deadly Russian attacks on civilians in Ukraine. Health officials across southern Europe sounded the alarm today over fierce heat waves. Spain alone reported at least 84 suspected heat deaths in the last 3 days, where temperatures have topped 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Wildfires in Spain and other countries are also feeding off the hot, dry, and windy conditions. Hundreds more people had to evacuate their homes today. Back in this country, an autopsy report released today shows police in Akron, Ohio, shot a black man, Jaylen Walker, 46 times during a confrontation last month. Officers have said they tried to stop Walker's car for alleged equipment violations. They say he fired a gun, then jumped out of his car and ran. That was before he was killed by the barrage of police gunfire. The NAACP is asking for a federal civil rights investigation into the killing. Nearly 1,500 monkeypox cases have now been confirmed in the U.S. as federal officials and leaders scramble to deliver more vaccines. The CDC today projected a continued rise in cases now that testing has ramped up. This virus spread through close contact and is now in more than 60 countries where it was not already endemic. On Wall Street, major stock averages rose nearly 2% or more on encouraging data about consumer expectations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 658 points to close at 31,288. The Nasdaq rose 201 points. The S&P 500 added 72. And sports legend Jim Thorpe was formally reinstated today as the winner of the decathlon and the pentathlon in the 1912 Olympics. He won his gold medals at the Stockholm Games, but was then stripped of them later because he had played minor league baseball for pay, which was then a violation of Olympic rules. Thorpe was the first Native American to win an Olympic gold medal for the United States. He died in 1953. Still to come on the NewsHour, what Senator Joe Manchin's opposition means for the fight against climate change. Sri Lanka's future remains tenuous as the president resigns in widespread protests. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the week's news, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.